In today's readings, we are reminded that men and women are called to leave their parents, marry, and become one flesh. This image of a married couple as one flesh has captured the imagination of people since the beginning of time. It's the stuff of literature, music, and drama even today. In both the Old and New Testaments, when a man and woman come together in marriage, they become one flesh. Each becomes a part of the other. When a man and woman come together in a love of total, mutual self-giving, self-sacrifice, it reflects the interpersonal love within God Himself in the Most Holy Trinity. When Adam sees Eve for the very first time, he recognizes a part of himself, someone without whom he would be incomplete, someone who is missing in his life. Bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. Husbands, when was the last time you said that to your wives? That one would feel incomplete without that other person. For those called to marriage, God has blessed two people with someone out there with whom they can be complete, without whom they wouldn't be whole. The Lord respects their freedom to enter into the marriage covenant with each other, and for us as Christians, God promises to help them with the spiritual graces of the sacrament of matrimony. We know that it's a big step, not to be taken lightly, and it requires much preparation. But when that step is taken, stepping over that threshold, it's a life-changing blessing for the couple and for everyone they love. It has ripple effects throughout the generations. The beauty of marital love is why marriages in difficulty are so dramatic and tragic. Something that is now one flesh is trying to pull itself apart. In the difficult moments, it's important to remember not just the emotions of that first love, but the fact that God has joined man and woman, and God will help them remain united. They just have to keep striving to seek each other's good. In today's gospel, our Lord teaches us about marriage in response to some sticky questions that was posed to him by the Pharisees. Marriage was a complex issue back then, as it is today. And this is one of the few passages where our Lord sees the need to correct an interpretation of the law of Moses. Usually he just encourages a more profound observance of it. But here he teaches that marriage is something established between a man and a woman, but is also a bond forged by God. And as a bond forged by God, that married man and woman also receives spiritual help in remaining faithful to each other. There's another story of marriage in the Old Testament, in the book of Tobit. Sarah had some trouble getting married. She married seven times, and each husband on their wedding night died. And it was found that a demon was to blame. But this man named Tobit meets her, and knowing her history, he's a little hesitant about marrying her. But his friend Azarias, who is the archangel Raphael in disguise, tells him to drive away the demon. And so they marry. Now married and demon-free, Tobit and Sarah spend their wedding night first in prayer. They pray that the Lord bless them with old age together, since they were marrying not out of lust, but because marriage was part of God's plan for them. Here in that story, we see three things about marriage. One, the correct outlook on marriage, that it's not just some social construct, not just a contract or agreement between two people, but a sacrament, a union blessed by God. The correct purpose of marriage is for those two people to come together in unity, and that love produce children. And thirdly, that God assists married people in their marriage. So perhaps today we can pray for all marriages, but especially for those spouses who are suffering from separation and those marriages experiencing difficulty, that they might receive the grace, counseling, and insight that they need to resolve their differences and be faithful to the bond that God had forged between them. In that book of Tobit, there's a prayer that Tobit and Sarah pray, and it went like this. Blessed are you, God of our fathers, and blessed be your holy and glorious name forever. Let the heavens and all creation bless you. You made Adam and Eve for each other as helpers and support to one another, and from them humanity has sprung. Now, O Lord, may these spouses come together in sincerity of heart. Grant that they might find mercy and may grow old together. And together they said, Amen.